I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. Another move being caused by the partial shutdown of the federal government is the early delivery of SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps. Recipients of SNAP will be getting their benefits this weekend earlier than normal because of the shutdown, and that has Western North Carolina's major food bank worried. In North Carolina, all SNAP recipients will receive their monthly benefits this Sunday, January 20th, but those benefits are expected to last until the end of February, says Mana Food Bank CEO Hannah Randall.
That is something that's different because people typically receive their SNAP benefits on different days depending on when they signed up. So people need to know that they're going to receive their full February benefit on January 20th and to try to budget as best that they can accordingly.
Randall explains this is worrisome because recipients may not realize they got their benefits early and that they're expected to make them last over a longer time frame.
Because it really is a supplement. It's never enough for people to get by really for a whole month. And so we really expect for there to be a very, very heavy load on us and our partner network, especially in the latter half of February, just due to the probably gap in communication and the confusion that will cause.
SNAP is only paid for through February right now, so if the shutdown goes on that long, people won't be getting their monthly benefits at all for March. Randall doesn't exactly have a description for how devastating that would be, but she does offer this number. For every one meal Mana is able to provide currently, SNAP provides 12. I'm Matt Bush.